Comic Fringes, a series of afternoon readings written and read by leading comedians, recorded live last week in front of an audience at the BBC's Potterow venue at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe. Today, Bridget Christie reveals how her husband was assaulted by the ghost of a long-dead European ruler in her story, A Difference of Opinion.
Ago, on a family trip to Paris, my husband was given a wedgie by the ghost of Napoleon Bonaparte. The incident occurred in Napoleon's tomb at Les Invalides, a complex of buildings in Paris containing museums and monuments all relating to the military history of France, as well as a hospital and a retirement home for war veterans, the building's original purpose. It is also the burial site of Napoleon. I want to say right at the beginning that this story sounds made up, but it absolutely isn't. It's an example of how a married couple with different belief systems can reach different conclusions about the same thing. But it is mainly about a wedgie-giving French ghost. I am a practicing Catholic, and my husband is an atheist, sceptic, and rationalist. And so he doesn't believe it was Napoleon that performed the underpant assault, the only possible explanation as far as I'm concerned. But he believes instead that what he experienced was a memory of being given a wedgie years ago that had somehow been misfiled chemically in his brain as if it were a new experience. I have never heard anything so far-fetched in my entire life. I said to him, "What, were you given a wedgie years ago then?" And he said, "No." No one's ever given me a wedgie. So I said, "See, you've just talked yourself into a corner. The problem with you atheists, right, is you're always looking for evidence. But sometimes there just isn't any, especially when ghosts are involved. No fingerprints. It was Napoleon." My husband isn't scared of ghosts or the devil or people like that, right? Because he doesn't believe they exist. But what he does find genuinely frightening is the fact that I do believe in them. He's especially frightened when we're watching The Omen or The Exorcist and I throw holy water at the telly. It blew up once. Of course, as a rationalist and a sceptic, he chooses to believe it was an electrical fault caused by the water. I've never heard anything so far-fetched in my entire life. It seems pretty obvious to me that as my husband was in Napoleon's tomb at the time of the wedgie, and that he just called Napoleon arrogant for having such a self-congratulatory tomb, and that he was completely alone in the tomb, the only person who could have given my husband a wedgie, and indeed, the only person who had a motive for giving my husband a wedgie, was Napoleon. Dead or alive. So we'd gone to Paris for the weekend, a safe bet destination to celebrate our second wedding anniversary. After watching a listless Patrick Stewart ruin Macbeth for our first wedding anniversary, and going to the Shetlands in December for our honeymoon, we felt that we just couldn't take any more Scottish-themed disappointments. Not personal ones, anyway. We already have professional Scottish-themed disappointments at the Edinburgh Fringe every August. Patrick Stewart was so dreary as Macbeth, right? I thought that he must have annoyed the three witches so much that they cursed his acting abilities. At one point in the play, right, he actually made a cheese sandwich whilst planning a murder, but then didn't even eat it. Breaking the first rule of theatre, motive. Everything must have a motive. Why make a sandwich on stage if you then don't eat it? He didn't even use it as a weapon or a prop. I wish he had. It would have at least injected some humour into the proceedings. Is this a sandwich I see before me? Crust towards my hand? Anyway, right, we'd gone into Napoleon's tomb separately because we were travelling with our toddler and wanted to look at the sarcophagus of Napoleon without being vomited over, having to make a desperate run for the toilet or deal with a meltdown because there are no rides to go on. To a two-year-old, there is no difference between a supermarket and the tomb of a French war hero. I went in first and I had a peaceful, wedgie-free experience. But then I wouldn't enter someone's final resting place and promptly insult them. He's lucky it was just Napoleon he annoyed, and not Tutankhamun. Napoleon's tomb is an amazing place. It was commissioned in 1842 by Louis Philippe, who made vast transformations by excavating the dome church to host the tomb. The main entrance takes you into the church, where there are statues of other war heroes, and you can view the sarcophagus of Napoleon by looking over a very high balcony. And it was while looking over this balcony that the incident occurred. That is, where my husband's jeans and pants were hoiked up his bum with such force. And he's a big fella. That his feet lifted off the ground, like this. For the benefit of the listeners at home, who couldn't be bothered to come out, I am now demonstrating what happened to the audience. Husband came to meet us down the road in a park where me and my son had been waiting for him. He was ashen-faced. Now, I've known my husband for 7 years, and I've only ever seen him look this shaken when I told him I was pregnant with someone else's child. So I was concerned, as any loving wife would be. I said to him, "What's up with you?" He refused to tell me for a long time what happened, but eventually I got it out of him. Hey, they don't call me Columbo for nothing. They don't call me Columbo at all. He explained that at first he thought the wedgie was me winding him up, and so he thought it'd be really funny not to react at all, to pretend that nothing had happened. He's really annoying like that. But then, when the wedgie giver didn't say anything, he turned round. And when he turned around, apparently, the whole church was completely empty. There was no one else in the whole place. So the actual conversation went something like this, right? My husband, hello. Me, hello, what's up with you? Husband, nothing. Me, you've got a really weird look on your face. Husband, have I? What? Have you been here all this time? Yeah, why? Where else would I have been? I don't know, never mind, it doesn't matter. Well, it obviously does matter. What's going on? Nothing. You might as well tell me now and not waste any time, because I'll get it out of you sooner or later. They don't call me Columbo for nothing. No one calls you Columbo. I do. That's all that matters. Husband, come on, let's go. Me, no, not until you tell me what happened. Husband... Right, well, I was looking over the balcony, thinking how arrogant Napoleon was when I was given a wedgie. Is this another one of your ridiculous wind-ups? No, it really isn't. Me. What, you mean your jeans and pants were pulled up your bum? Yes, very forcefully. And I'm a big guy. My feet came off the ground. I thought it was you, so I ignored it. But when I turned round, there was no one else in there at all. Me. This is really weird. Before we left the tomb, we asked the security guards if there'd been a history of paranormal activity inside the tomb. Right? But our French isn't very good, right? So we mimed what happened. did. We did. I was Napoleon, right, as I'm shorter than my husband. And I put one of my arms in my jacket, right, and then pulled up my husband's trousers. And they just stared at us as if we were mad. But I'd realised after that we'd managed to insult two French heroes in one mime, Napoleon Bonaparte and Marcel Marceau. When we got home, we Googled Napoleon's tomb and wedgie, but nothing came up. And then, honestly, I wrote to Yvette Fielding from Most Haunted to see if she could help, you know, or shed any light on it, but she didn't get back to me. I think I must have been given the wrong email address. Because who wouldn't want to investigate this? Columbo would have been onto it like a German on a sunbed. If he were still alive. Actually, now that Peter Funk, a hero of mine, by the way, has sadly passed on, who better to investigate a paranormal assault than him? He's perfectly placed. Anyway, Napoleon giving someone a wedgie is much better telly than a member of the Most Haunted crew throwing a spoon across the room. Which is what they do. If this pant attack went to court, the defence against Napoleon would crumble. It was Napoleon's tomb. Napoleon had been insulted. Napoleon was just the right height to give a wedgie. There was no one else in the whole place. Napoleon had a history of giving wedgies. That last one isn't true. Of course, there's a rational explanation for what happened, but neither of us can come up with one convincing enough to draw a line under it. And we still talk about it on a daily basis. My husband still maintains the misfiled memory theory, and I'm 100% convinced it was Napoleon. And that is a brilliant example of how being a Catholic is fun and how being an atheist is not.
Bridget Christie reading her story, A Difference of Opinion, which was recorded earlier this week at the BBC's Pottero venue at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe. The producer was Kirstine Cameron. And don't forget, if you missed the first two stories in the Comic Fringes series, which were written by Sarah Millican and Joe Lycett, you can listen to them on the BBC Radio 4 website.